expression shifted from shock to empathy as I recounted what had happened. He couldn't fathom how someone could harm a young girl like me. But as I continued to share, I noticed a change in Maverick. It was as if he was channeling all his compassion and concern towards me, offering unwavering support and understanding. His presence made me feel less alone, as if I finally had someone who truly cared about my well-being. With Maverick listening, I felt a newfound sense of courage. I no longer felt the need to keep everything bottled up inside. Despite the challenges I faced, knowing that Maverick was there to lend an ear made it easier to bear. Maverick's determination to make things right was unwavering. He didn't let rules or societal norms dictate his actions. Instead, he was guided by a deep sense of justice and compassion. It was as if he saw himself as a protector, willing to fight for what was right no matter the cost. His words resonated with passion and conviction, challenging the indifference of those who turned a blind eye to injustice. Maverick refused to accept the status quo, no accountability in action from those in positions of power. He condemned not only the perpetrators of violence but also those who remained silent in the face of wrongdoing. To Maverick, their complicity was just as damning as the actions of the aggressors themselves. With the implicit threat of further escalation hanging over us, Maverick knew that I couldn't stay in our current living situation any longer. He was determined to protect me from harm, even if it meant uprooting our lives and starting anew elsewhere, to try protect me. His compassionate gaze offered me a lifeline amidst the tumult of my emotions, a beacon of understanding in the darkness of my despair. With each nod of encouragement and every gentle touch of reassurance, Maverick became not just a confidant but a guardian of my shattered spirit. In his presence, I found the courage to confront the demons that haunted me, to stand tall in the face of adversity and reclaim the dignity that had been stolen from me.